The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 13. Of our now party of five, Hobie, Sammy, Roger, Alvy, and me, well, 10 if you count the camels, 4, or 9, of us were now wide awake and panicking. The 5th, or 10th, member, Hobie, was still sound asleep as he had his earbuds in and had drifted off, as was his habit, listening to his beloved Ethel Merman. The dulcet tones of that foghorn mezzo, belting out "Everything's Coming Up Roses," had successfully drowned out even the sounds of Roger's revolver as he wildly discharged it at the black wall of jungle surrounding our encampment. The rest of us, however, were now engaged in a terrifying struggle for our very lives, albeit with nothing and no one. Sammy and I were attempting to disentangle ourselves from one another. I was still unaware of the fact that it was Sammy that I was wrestling with, as my fur cap had once again slipped over my eyes, so to me he was still an unseen assailant. Sammy knew that he was tangling with me, but my whooping and Roger's pistol shots, and the resultant commotion of frightened camels, roused in the middle of the night, had convinced him that we were all in some danger, and he was panicking. Roger was convinced because of my whooping and Sammy's shouting that we were under attack, and Alvy, due to all of the above, had now roused himself and was attempting to prevent the camels from A, fleeing the encampment, and B, trampling any or all of us in the process. It would not be overstating it to say that in that small jungle clearing, at that time, chaos reigned supreme. Had the panic ended there, and with us alone, it might not have been that much of a problem. Eventually, left to our own devices, we may have sorted out the confusion and calmed ourselves. But we were not the only beings in the jungle that night, and panic, sadly, is very contagious. It tends to affect anyone or anything in the vicinity. Unbeknownst to us, a certain entity had been lurking just outside the clearing that housed our encampment. It had been silently watching us as we bedded down for the night, and as each of us nodded off, waiting patiently. But when the kerfuffle began, it was alarmed, and when Roger discharged his sidearm, the thing felt threatened, naturally, and perceiving this as a hostile act, took umbrage and attacked. Straight out of the darkness, like an arrow in flight, it made a beeline for Roger, who was now, in essence, unarmed, as he had fired all 6 of his available shots, and now held in his hand basically a 3-pound paperweight. He also had turned his attention to Alvy and the camels, and so he was not looking junglewards, and did not even sense, until it was too late, the approach of his assailant. He would soon be very, very, very surprised, as indeed would we all.